Blog Talk Radio.
All right, good evening, everybody. It is Monday night. It is Monday night. Let's see, May the 5th, 2014. Blog Talk is having a few issues. I'm trying to make sure that everything is working fine. They've been having a few issues, so bear with me one second here, and we'll get the show on the road. This weekend, I had the pleasure of going to Michigan and enjoying the Mission Nights, I guess that's what you call them. We had a good time. Again, let's see how we got here. Is this thing working right? Just trying to make sure everything is working. All right, once again, let's see. We are back live, Blog Talk Radio, Grudge Inc., Monday Night Madness with Jay Barnes. And again, Blog Talk has been having a few issues, so we had a little trouble there getting started. But we're live and ready to go. First thing first, tonight we will get Faiso or Wayne on to talk about the race in Michigan. I was there. I enjoyed myself. It was great. And let me tell y'all missed the pre-party, man. I don't even know how to put that in words. I didn't go, but I heard some fabulous things about the pre-show party, and I believe the bar has been set higher. You know, as we've been moving around the country, there's always been some type of some kind of welcoming party or. I don't know the exact name for it, but let me tell you, the story that I've heard about the one that happened in Michigan is off the chain. I don't know if it can be topped. You know, we'll get a few people on to talk about that a little later. Also, now let me tell you this, the Bad Blood Playoffs. Now, Cole Killer has reached out and he's in the process and has in the process of getting ZMAX Dragway for our finals. And that'll be held in October, I think it's 18th or 19th. It's a Saturday. And so we are doing the Bad Blood Playoffs. We got about 15 locations around the country. In the Midwest is the Grove, also Milan Dragway. It's in Thunder Valley, Albany, Montgomery, Alabama. I can't remember the track in Alabama. It's one in Texas, but they'll all be listed on Facebook. If you go up under the No Time that was created by John Four, you'll be able to see the results of that. For this Grudge, the Grudge Playoffs, and. What we're trying to accomplish with the Grudge Playoffs, we're trying to do today, we're putting one race together that'll pretty much happen on the same day around the country. We're trying to let everybody know that two things. One, that a track ain't got to close down just for you to do business. But two, we want the best of the best to all meet at the final hit on October the 19th and to prove who's the best there is in the country. So, make sure you pay attention to the Bad Blood Playoffs no time cards are welcome. Let me change that. No time cards are welcome. Cards that have shown their time are not welcome. Now, drivers now who drive no time cars are also welcome. So, you know, make sure that you get up on all the current information on that. Going back to, again, this weekend, we had the pleasure of going to Milan, Michigan. You know, they treated us well. We had an enjoyable time. John Ford was in the house to take pictures to document it, along with Brady, to video everything. So those videos and pictures will be up. If you go on Facebook right now, you see Peso. He got a lot of the pictures also. And, I mean, just some good racing. I seen a beautiful car, white Camaro called Karma. That thing was off the chain. You know, I look forward to seeing that. And those top four cars, you know, will be in the Bad Blood playoffs if they make the trip. So, you know, get ready for that. The Bad Blood playoffs, again, they will be featured, you know, on that roster. But I have to give a shout out to a lot of guys. I mean, so many. I don't want to miss nobody. But as we let me get some of these guys, let me get some help. Let me get a little help. I got some mics that's open. And again, we had a few problems with the Blog Talk when we got started. So we got a little issues. I think we got it all resolved. But let me go to 773-7115. 773-7115. Your mic is open. Good afternoon.
What's
who
up,
am
Jay?
I speaking with?
What's up, Jay?
What's up? Is that sleeping?
Nope.
Well,
kid,
who am I speaking with, please?
Huh? Kid, what's happening?
Yeah, I'm making. How you making, man?
All right. How you been, man? Okay.
Yeah. Let me get this other mic open, kid, because we're going to need a little help
right
here. All right,
yeah,
hold on
right
a second. Here. I got a 773-4309. 773-4309. Your mic is open.
What's up, Jay? Big Wheel. What's up, kid?
What's up, Will?
Big Wheel, do you have us on speaker? Because we got an echo. That's better. Big Wheel, how's everything going with you? Yes, sir. It is.
So far, so
how's everything going, Big Will?
Pretty good. How about yourself?
Oh, man. Other than a little tired, you know, we drove up and that drive back. It's fun driving up. That drive back is always a killer, you know. Let me know. What do you think of the event?
It was pretty good. I enjoyed myself. You know, we got there a little late. And, of course, had to leave a little early. We couldn't see Kimo and Wayne get out. But overall, it was pretty good.
I didn't see Kimo and Wayne get down either. Did that happen?
No. Something strange with the change. I don't know what happened. Kimo will probably be on later on. Maybe he can tell us what happened. I know Wayne was sitting around waiting, so I don't know what happened.
Yeah, I heard Wayne on the you know, Mike telling everybody that called Kimo to the line. I heard that myself. I don't know, you know, what happened. But you know, this is the one thing. I mean, the evening, you know, coming up, you know, a lot of out-of-town guys did not show up, mainly when you showing 50% chance of rain, it's kind of hard to, you know, expect out-of-towners to show up. So,
That's true.
You know, I hated that, but all through the, it pretty much was, you know, it showed a rainy forecast, man. you know, ain't nothing we can do about that. And so we just have to do better next time around. Hopefully we ain't got no control over the rain falling. And but I was looking also. But I mean, it was a good show. I mean, you know, it wasn't the best show in the world. It was definitely, we had a good head count. I wish we had a few more calls, but with the rain, I can't complain about that. And it was a good day, you know. I mean,
I know Ground and Pound was there. They was there, ready to do their thing. I seen Chi-Town Most Wanted there, and Gold Digger and Jimbo, and you know, there was a lot of guys there. They was ready to get it on, but certain things didn't happen. But it was pretty nice overall.
Well, I would love to have seen 100 more grudge races, and you end up with what you got. Like I said, the point was we did get a chance to see each other. I got a chance to see some nice cars, a lot of guys I didn't know. The first one in the season, it was, good weather to the guys out the Northeast. I mean, out the Midwest, but it was a little cold for us Southerners. And, so I had to, it was a little cool. And I'm sitting here looking at, on the No Time page now, I'm looking at Peso and Scotty G. I mean, they both have on, Scotty G got on a hood, a hoodie, and a parka jacket.
that was chilly.
Yeah, it was a cold day. It was a cold day. But I think, I'm so happy that things turned out as good as they did under the circumstances. So I'm going to be thankful that we had a good turnout and that everybody, was safe. It was a good day. I mean, sometimes we get accustomed to doing so well that we forget that as a creator that we have to thank for everything we get. And so this was definitely one with all week showing 50% chance of rain, from 30 to 50% chance of rain, and for the guys out of Indiana, Illinois, and Michigan to show up the way they did, I feel truly blessed in that. I want to thank y'all guys for really coming out. I got a chance to talk to CEO Young Money. He made some pretty big threats and said that he would definitely be in the house. He didn't say he would definitely be in the house, but he's making plans to be on the 18th of the month at DJ Grant's race. He said he's still he's looking for the 901 boy, so we'll see how that goes. He said that they're going to try to make the trip, and he hated that they wasn't there, but he said, he's going to come to them. He's going to come to them.
Mm-hmm.
So I look forward to that one. Y'all do know that the next race coming up, I can't think of all of them, but I do know DJ Grant race at Montgomery, Alabama, is next on the schedule. And those cars in that will make the last four standing cars will get a gold invitation to the Z-Max, as well as the cars that participated in the four cars that participated in the shootout in Milan. They will get a gold pass to the Z-Max worldwide race also.
Yep. I was going to ask you. I was going to ask you about that.
Yeah. I mean, hey, they stood up, and matter of fact, we're doing as we talk about this thing. If y'all remember back, now we're trying to pull off something that we've never done before. We're working on going to ZMAX. Let me open up this mic and see. 708-0992. Your mic is open. Who are we speaking with?
Uh, I don't know what to call myself, Jay. I guess you could say Marcus.
Oh, man.
Hold on. Hold on. Hold on. Here's my kids. Hold on. Hold on.
We've just been great. The artist formerly known as King Biz have entered the house. So we'll get some commentary from him. And again, y'all, we did have Blog Talk has been having some issues lately. We don't know. I think they're updating the system. So when we came on, our show wasn't scheduled. And so I had to schedule it right quick, but it's up and running now. So a lot of people was thinking that the show might not have been on. But listen, now, going back to Biz Michael Hope, so when he come back, he'll be able to just jump back in.
I'm back, Jay.
Biz, who was the baddest man on the premises?
Mark Crank and Jimbo.
Huh?
Mark Crank and Jimbo.
You sure they were the baddest?
They were the baddest on.
Are you saying the baddest?
They were the baddest that day. No, they don't have a small block. They were the baddest that day. May 3rd.
Yeah,
I got a whole bunch of pain in my back, so.
Well, let me ask you this. What about Street King?
Mama said, if you ain't got nothing good to say about somebody, don't say nothing at all.
So, help me out, Biz. Street King, that's the gold. That's Goldie. That's the gold.
Silver Bandit, Gold Crush, Silver Bandit, whatever you want to call.
He looked mighty good to me. Now I can't say, but he looked mighty good to me.
You always look. You know what Shorty told me? You always look good when you go down there by yourself. You ain't got nobody to match up against. You're racing a ghost. So you always look good when you go by yourself.
But now let me ask you this. Was there anybody? Why somebody didn't pull a coattail?
He was locked in with Jimbo and Mark Crank. They were locked in for 200 on 1,000, but they told him that they didn't want to race for no less than 3,000. Come on, man. You make a chess hits for free. Get up there for the 1,000.
So, in other words, Biz, what you're trying to say is they found some wiggle room. Is that what you're trying to say?
Oh, man. With some Vaseline on.
Oh, man.
They might want to show off what they had, for no time.
That is true. But Jimbo and them had came up with like 2,200, 2,300.
So, that's a good bet. And they're not showing all that they had because you got to realize, I take my hat off to Young Money because they went from a 31 to a 28. So if they ran on 28, they wouldn't have showed all they had because they had on 28. Now they're taking the 28 off and putting 29s back on. So they wouldn't have showed all that they had.
When it comes to drag racing, you got to make sure you got all them doors locked so they can't get out.
Well, Wayne said that wouldn't be no problem. I was standing there. Wayne said getting up that little money wouldn't be the problem.
Yeah. So the money wasn't the problem. It wasn't the problem. It was the rain at 11 o'clock. That was the problem. All the way from, track open at, 10 or 12. So the rain at 11 o'clock, that was the problem.
That's that wiggle room.
Yeah.
Now, surely, y'all are not saying that they paid off Mother Nature. Y'all not saying that, are you?
Hey, Chef, I'm gonna take my hat off to Chef. I almost bit my fingers off with them ribs he had, Jay. But
yeah,
you know, before he gave us the ribs, he had a towel, and he was sending smoke signals, you know, in the sky. You know why he was cooking those ribs. So he was sending smoke signals in the sky for the rain to come.
Let me tell you, boy, that smoke he was sending, boy, it was a heavenly smoke. So, and I don't know, I ain't never had no rib that tender.
And you know what, Joe? Did you have sauce on it?
No, I ain't want no sauce. I want the ribs.
That's when you know you got good ribs, when you can eat them without the sauce.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. I didn't want that, man. But you know, also I seen I got a call from a lot of guys that want to run nothing but horsepower. I mean, what y'all think about that? Is there room for a horsepower only?
There's some room for horsepower, but one thing we gotta do, if we put something together for horsepower, we must say that anything that's associated with nitrous,
you're echoing, be somebody
yeah,
on speaker again.
Right.
Hold on, let me see who that is.
Okay, it's a
problem. I'll try not to be.
And anything that's associated with nitrous, solenoids, nitrous line, bottles, you can't get in. It's too much trickery out here. If you all motor, then nothing on your car should have any nitrous on. No solenoids, no plate, no fogger. You can't just trust somebody by saying, I'm going to take the bottle out. You just can't.
No, you can't do that no more.
You can't do that no more.
So the horsepower, you can't even have nothing going to the intake.
Nothing. Because people will have bottles in the damn dash. Who wants to go all through somebody else's car? You know, you don't want to do all
that.
Go ahead, Jay.
No, I'm just saying. So, I mean, if people be trying to, when people say they're going to run all motor, somebody be trying to now sneak on that?
Oh, yeah. They're going to sneak and spray.
Well, I tell you what. Now, what advantage is it to get in an all motor race with nitrous, though? I mean, how can you brag?
Jay, you're going to put a pot up, and it ain't about the bragging, it's about getting that cash.
Okay. It's about the cash. I don't know, this damn racing thing. But let me ask you another question, bitch. I mean, I was looking forward I was looking forward to Chemo and Wayne race, man. I heard Wayne on the thing calling Chemo. What happened? I went down and talked to Chemo. Chemo told me that I guess it was about 3 or 4 o'clock. He told me in the next 3 hours you're gonna see me go to Wayne's ass. What happened?
Jay, I plead the fifth. Don't bother me, I ain't gonna bother you. But damn it, if you mention my God, GOT name, I'm gonna go down on you know what. It rained. I'm gonna leave it like that right now. It rained. At 11 o'clock. It rained at 11 o'clock. But all I'm going to say, Jay, you know, people talk about me and say I always step. But it's a reason to what I do. I don't want to go to no damn track. And I usually get there early, kind of early, 11, 12 o'clock. I don't want to have to sit all day. That's why I put time limits on my races. That's why I step times. You know, right. That's why it's off the trailer. That's why I do two shakedowns and let's go. Because I do not want to sit all day at a track and don't race. I don't want to do that. So, you know, if the track would have stayed open to 3 o'clock in Milan, not only everybody would have been tired, it would have probably been due on the track because, hell, it didn't get no higher than 62 degrees. So I'm sure it was going to get in the 40s at night. So the dew was going to be on the track. Yeah, the dew was going to be on the track. Milan is notorious for having fog.
Yep.
Can't nobody tell me that because I know personally that Milan is notorious for fog. And who wants to drive a car at 100 plus miles an hour with fog on the track? I don't want to do all that. So
hold on, let's see. I got another call, Biz. I got to cut y'all on this one. Hold on, let's see. I got a 313-2526. 313-2526. Who are we speaking with, please?
All I got to say, Biz, it was a foggy day when I woke Chemo ass.
So we got Big Wayne. Wayne, we were looking forward to the race, man. What happened, Wayne? I mean, that, you know. Chemo promised me that he gonna get your ass Saturday. What happened?
I mean, Chemo do what Chemo do, man. I'm gonna tell you something. Jay, on Sunday, Monday, Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday, Chemo is a truck driver. Chemo is a truck driver and a gangster. But on Saturday, for some reason, he want to be a mechanic every Saturday. When it's time to race, he turned into a fucking mechanic and started working on his cars and track. Jay, I don't understand.
Well, any other day
of the week, he's a truck driver and a gangster.
Yeah, I know it. You know, and he said some gangsterous stuff. I got it on video. He said some gangsterous stuff on the video. I got it. I'll put it up tomorrow. But what happened? I mean, I don't understand it, Wayne, but listen, did you get a chance to thank all the people for coming out? Did you get a chance to thank all your people?
I thanked them on another show. I thanked them last night. I thanked them on Facebook, and I'm going to thank them again tonight on your show. Everybody that came out and supported, everybody that even thought about coming out but still got a little scared of the rain, I still thank you for even considering coming. I know it was kind of sketchy with the rain, but, you know, we still had a nice turnout. We appreciate it. Biz, JR, y'all came up. Atomic Dog, John Ford, all the boys from Chicago, man, we appreciate it. I got to see old Sleepy for the second time. You know, Big Will and all of them. We appreciate it, man, very much.
Yeah. I mean, it was, I got a chance. Now, tell me, is that car, they call the tank. You familiar with that car, Wayne?
Yes, sir.
Now, that's a nice car. I like those old school cars like that, but I like that car. I mean, what is the, can we get him to travel?
Can we what?
Does he travel?
The hate tank?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's basically Turbo GT, Jay.
Is it? I didn't know.
I mean, that's the same car, right,
Ben? No, that's not the same car. They're the same. They work it there like in the Evans and Big Boy. That's their crew. But no, that's not the same car. Turbo GT is old Ray Ray's car, and that's
Aaron's always the one who lock in.
Aaron is basically a spokesperson.
Yeah, right. Okay.
Aaron the Crybaby. Aaron the Crybaby is basically their spokesperson.
I just like those calls out of this.
If he testing, if he get that car to front half like your back half, Woo! In for a ride. That's for sure. That car sold the back half.
Yeah, he was drafted there by Jimbo.
Yeah. Jimbo blessed him twice. You know, he blessed him by letting him win the first race, and he truly blessed him in the championship. So,
hey, Biz, they can say what they want about Jimbo. You can call him a 100-pound motherfucker. You can call him arrogant. You can call him overconfident. But goddamn, you can't call him a non-race. I tell you that.
You cannot. He was trying to go, man. The man actually wanted to lock Junior in. The man's gonna go. He gonna race. Jimbo gonna race. Balls of steel. He don't care who it is. If he's somewhat right, he gonna try it. I gotta give him that. He's ready to go with he actually Grudge race and Hate Tank the first race, and then they actually bet a little bit money on the championship, and he was trying to lock in he had locked in Aaron and Young Money. They couldn't get that race off, and then Junior wanted to lock him in, and it just, I believe if the rain never came, they probably would have got that race off. But me, myself, you know, I'm going to keep my opinion to myself. So. Is everybody still on? Jay done dropped off.
Oh, Jay done dropped off?
Yeah, Jay done dropped off.
That's good. Okay. Hey, kid, what up,
kid? What's going on, player?
What up, real kids? Y'all all right?
Oh, yeah, Wayne.
Oh, yeah, in the mix, Wayne. How you feeling, partner?
Nothing. Just good, man. Just, I don't know. Just still mad at that weather, man. You know.
There's nothing you can do about Mother Nature, Wayne.
Back then, she could at least told us a little surprise for it.
Yeah, nothing you can do about Mother Nature.
I couldn't believe it, man.
Hey, Wayne, what's the crew name that was trying to, I ain't gonna say was trying to raise Ground and Pound, because Ground and Pound was ready. Lil Chris, what's the name of that crew? With the red.
That's Young Money and Never Scared.
Oh, okay. Okay. They Molly wouldn't let the youngster drive. I think he's under 18, so they wouldn't let him drive for some reason. Well, you know, some reason. You know, he's under 18, so that's why
they worked it out. He'll be able to drive next time.
Okay. So they was trying to put a. They did have an excuse, you know. They had to throw a new driver in there, and when a new driver got in there, the car didn't make a clean hit. So,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah,
one thing we gonna do, we gonna tell like it is.
That's another guy right there. They gonna race.
Yeah. Okay, we got several more months. We gonna get these races off. But I don't know if you remember, kid. I don't know if kid remember, a couple shows back, I said, you know, everybody kept saying about 2014 going to be a great racing year. People going to do this, people going to do that. But like I said, and I'm going to say it now, again, what you've been doing these last few years is the same damn thing you're going to do this year. If you a damn test dummy in 2012 and 10 and 13, you're going to be a test dummy
in 2014.
If you were racing
and trying to go in years past, you're going to be going this year. If you was a punk mm-hmm. out pan king in years before, you're going to be a punk out pan king this year. A leopard cannot
change his spots.
Change his spots. Nor a zebra mm-hmm. stripes. Yeah, he is
yep.
what they is. And May 3rd showed that.
So if you didn't do, so you're saying the people that was, are you saying that the people who already have cars, you're not saying new people who come out?
No, not new people. New people that come out, they have to, you know, you got to watch them and see their pattern, you know.
Uh-huh.
But old people that's been out for years and what they've been doing in years past, they ain't going to change.
Uh-huh. And, you know, I mean, so what is going to be? The maddest man on the lot. I don't know if Wayne heard who you said was the baddest man on the property. I'm trying to see if Wayne agree with that. Wayne, who was the baddest man on the property Saturday? He might have went back on mute.
Yeah, it might have worked.
Thank you, Jimbo.
He lacking some consensus. It seems like it's a consensus. But they couldn't get no action deal. Why they couldn't get no action?
They actually got action, Jay. They raced all the hate tank twice. Once in the shootout and once before the shootout. The hate tank stepped up. Now, Aaron is a big crybaby, but Aaron going to race. Aaron going to cry. I don't care what it is, he going to cry.
Uh-huh.
He been doing that for years. But through all his crying, all his complaining, he's going to bet and he's going to race.
Mm-hmm. That's all right. That's what you want, man, bring action.
That's there you go.
We got not getting off of this, but just moving to a little bit. We got the DJ Grant race coming up in Montgomery, Alabama. What you see down there, Biz? What kind of in the projections? Who? I have to say, that the CEO said that he was coming down there, Biz. Now you talked to the CEO yourself. And so what you think? Is the CEO going to show up or not?
He's not going to show up. The CEO is not going to show up. But the CEO wants the race. It's just that sometimes his hands is tied. I'm going to put it like that. But the CEO himself, he's going to go. It's some people that be tugging at him and pulling that won't let him go. But the CEO wants to go.
And you like Jimbo over Gold Digger.
Oh, yeah. With space.
You and Wayne both. We might have to lock that in.
Jay.
Jay, now you're putting words in my mouth, Jay. You asked me who was the baddest man on Saturday, and that's what I told you now.
Uh-huh. But you're not saying
that
all the time. Huh?
What y'all say?
You just saying Saturday Jimbo was the baddest man. You ain't saying he's the baddest man, period.
I don't believe he's the baddest man in the state of Michigan. I don't believe Mark Krenkow is the baddest.
I'm talking about Gold versus Gold Digger. Is he the baddest man? Is he Gold Digger's daddy? 24/7.
Saturday, it would have been space. With space.
Oh, man. Not the clear.
Yeah. Saturday, it would have been space between the two cars. With the white car in the front.
And, but that's not any given day.
That's not it. Yeah, that's not every day.
That's what I'm saying. Because they look pretty good now. They look pretty good to me.
You always look good when you go down by yourself.
In the Olympics, the man, he died by himself. You know, the ballerinas, they do that ballerino dance by themselves. The gymnasts, they turn and jump by themselves. They be by themselves, Biz, but they still win.
So, and some of them lose, too.
I did see a real pretty car. I remember.
Karma.
You might remember.
Karma.
The Karma, the one I'm speaking of, Karma was a pretty car now. But this car had Motor City Mafia right on the front nose. Right on the front nose. And I remember the sticker, but I can't remember the car.
Yeah, they got. I don't remember that car.
It was on the hood, right on the nose of the hood. It said, "I had to go through my video. I had to go through my video."
Wayne, what car are you talking about, Wayne? Was it a Cadillac?
No, this was a.
I played some of that Trans Am.
Was
it a supercharged car, Jake?
Huh?
Was it Trans Am?
Oh, the executioner? The executioner?
Yeah. Well, that the executioner, see, I'm not familiar with the car, but I know it had a big Motor City Mafia right there on the front of the hood.
Oh, yeah, that's the executioner. It was a black Mustang?
Yeah, I think it was. I think,
me and Don pretty cool, so I ain't gonna roast him. I ain't gonna do it like that. But that me and Dom is personal friends. So I'm gonna let that one slide.
I wanted to meet him. I didn't get a chance to meet him, man. I didn't know that was his car.
Yeah. Well, Jay, he didn't get this about 67. That man just got his car running that day.
Okay.
So that's why he was late getting there.
I mean, on the clock.
He made a damn good pass on
it. It
was like,
God damn it,
dude.
The executioner, he said that he's going to, Wayne, what does it mean you're talking to him? He said that he the baddest damn, is he small block? Did he say he just the baddest damn car in Michigan, period?
Baddest car in Michigan,
said,
period.
That's what he said. He also said he's running up in the whole crew.
He also was.
Now, that white drop top is Motor City Mafia too, Jay. I don't know if you know.
I seen it. I seen the white.
No, you wrong. You wrong. The white drop top is Wicked Racing.
Right. Well,
they are Wicked Racing first, but I'm not gonna say they're not Motor City Mafia affiliates. I ain't gonna say that.
They are Wicked Racing, but yeah, they are Wicked Racing, but they okay.
Wicked Quick Racing, that's their name. Wicked Quick Racing.
Okay.
It was good to see. I mean, this cross section of the car. I think again, like I said, I think the only reason. So obviously, the rain had to hamper some of the people from coming out, but
yeah.
The cars.
But I'm gonna be honest, Jay. I was a little disappointed in a few people. I mean, I just feel like if just a few more people would have had the attitude that Jimbo and Mark Crank had. I think even with the weather, we would have had a better, a little nicer race. You know what I mean? I think a little more people got to stop. Just, you know, basically stop. Just don't be scared, man. Just get out there and race, because you never know what can happen.
That's what I was going to ask you. What, you said the guy's name is Mark Crank?
Yeah, that's the owner of the car, Jimbo's
drive. Yeah, so Mark Crank and Jimbo, what is their attitude? You said they have, more of them had an attitude like that. What kind of attitude do they have?
I mean, you know, kind of like the same attitude like I have, or like Ben's got, you know. We don't believe in going to a grudge event and not at least racing one time.
Okay, event,
unless my car is broke, I don't feel right if I don't race that day.
I guess that but that's a sign of a good racer. I mean, I know for a fact that you know. So, but are you saying that people showed up with the car and didn't race it, or they just didn't bring the car? Because there was a lot of people down there. I mean, it was a lot of people there. I've seen a lot of damn people there. Now, are you saying they just didn't bring their car? Are you saying that they didn't have?
It was a mixture, Jay. It was a mixture. And, you know, that was some, you know, some people keep saying, maybe I like that May 3rd date, but a few people saying, man, maybe we should push that date back a week or two to let everybody get their car ready. But I don't think it was just that. I think Johnny Quick broke. You know, Chemo showed up, not ready to race.
He showed up, but you got to give him top for showing up.
Yeah, but he can get his
$20
back, Jay.
He can
get his whole
$40 back. Chemo showed up, man, so he all right in my book. Chemo showed up. Matter of fact, let me tell you, Chemo didn't only show up. He locked in to race, and he showed up. That go a long way with me now. I mean, you know, because that's what we need to put on the show, man. We need people to, you know, to lock in and to show up.
You missed the whole, you got what they call in school, incomplete sentence. You got an incomplete sentence.
Okay, I got an incomplete
sentence.
That's
a fragment.
A sentence fragment. I'm saying, but listen now, you do know we do need a diverse group of people to show up at the track, and Chemo did that. We do need people to lock in on the radio. He did that, and so I mean, so once he got there, he might have had some kind of mechanical problem with him.
Jay, you had 1,000 people that was there that probably wasn't listening to the radio show, but they on Facebook.
Yeah.
And they heard that Wayne and Chemo was locked in the race. So they was expecting that race to get off. So we don't need someone, I'm not pointing this at Chemo, I'm just period. We don't need people or racers to just show up and lock in. We need them to race too. We need that race to get off. Because that race was publicized. That race was put on a flyer. That race was basically, or these lock-in races was actually the publicity that we used to get the fans there. So, you know, it wasn't false advertising, but in a sense, if it didn't happen, then what is it?
Somebody told me that, you know, Chemo ain't on.
Put your phone on mute for a second, man.
Okay. But real quick before I put it on mute, and I will say this, as much as I don't really care for that guy, you know, do I think Chemo would have raced if his car was ready, Jay? Yeah, I do. I think he would have raced. But, you know, it takes a whole lot to get your shit ready on race day and to get out there and race on race day, man. So,
yeah.
You know, until you get your program 100%, you know, you need to start looking in the mirror and stop calling out these other people, man, and get your own shit together.
Yeah, But that's a lot. I mean, that's giving him credit for, you know, like I said, now he may have had all the intentions of getting this car ready. Let me get this mic open right quick. 219. Right, 219 that be.
That's in the
219-4018. Your mic is open. Who are we speaking with?
How the hell do you not know whose number this is?
I like Terry.
Let's go. Chris,
and to make me wait 15 minutes.
Chris Clark. I mean, Superman. I mean, Terry Clark. Terry Clark.
What's going on?
I'm making it. How you make it, Terry?
All right, all right.
What's
sounds
up,
like you guys had a good time.
We did. We had a good time. And likewise, that now, Terry, let me ask you this. I got to get this for 1 minute. The boosted belt, even though it's sitting in the office, I mean, what are we doing with the national boosted belt? Is something going on in that? Is that going somewhere else? Bring me up the seat.
I'm waiting on you to send it to me or send a picture so I can start promoting this. I can't promote a boosted belt if I don't see it or don't have it.
Okay. All right. So the boosted belt is still up and
ready.
We got a national boosted belt, and that's on 28.
28. No bars, stock style front suspension.
Now,
that would have been my belt, Jay. That would have been my belt, but I ain't got no booster car no more, so I can only
watch. What we gonna do about the 29s? What we gonna do about the 29s? Is that gonna be a extreme belt or?
We can do an extreme, but I think there's only one guy out there runs 29s that got a boosted belt at grudge races.
Who is that?
On 28 too.
Who is that?
David Floyd.
That's who?
David Floyd.
Yeah, David Floyd.
Oh, no. Junior run 29s too.
Yeah, well, he can get on 28. He's been on a 275.
Yeah.
When
Junior been on a 275, Terry?
Down in Georgia in February.
He had a 275 on down there?
Yes, he did.
Oh, okay, I didn't know that.
Yep.
Terry, being an honorable man like yourself, this national belt is not a stock block 28 boosted belt, is it?
No, it's not.
No comment, Ben?
We can make that. No, we can't make that anymore.
So I'm just making sure. We're going to have to have two belts there. We're going to have to call some people going to run on 29.
90%, I mean, Biz and Wayne can attest for the guys. You know, you guys don't have many turbo guys down south. You know, maybe a handful, but there's a ton up here, and 95% of them are on 28s.
Uh-huh.
So I want to get with Wayne and, you know, get the whole area involved in a big shootout. Just us, you know,
big
shootout. Mark. Michigan, Illinois, Indiana, and just do one big shootout for the belt.
Now let me ask this question. Can a nitrous car, hold on, let me state the rule first now. Let me state the rule before you We all know that a lightweight can step up and challenge a heavyweight. In other words, a 28 tie can challenge a 29. Everybody can step up. So I'm asking the question, can a nitrous car get in? Being that they are considered the lesser car, can they get in and take the booster belt? I'm asking the question.
We haven't even really thought about it. I just thought about keeping it all.
Is the booster belt quarter mile or 8 miles? Yes?
I mean, can I go down? Who holds the nitrous belt down south?
It's 8 mile belt. Okay. We got to have national, all the national belts of eighth of a mile. But what we're saying is, you know, like for an example, if they have a guy on 28 can challenge a champ on 29. But it
okay,
can't
well,
be
let me say this. Can you guys got a nitrous belt down south, straight up nitrous belt? Can a boosted guy challenge him for that?
Well, the boosted is the upper, it's the senior car. You know, the lower weight can always go on.
No. We don't think so up here. You guys down south think we don't up here. We go by tire size.
So I'm just asking that let me say this out loud. The nicest guys will admit they don't want a boosted car to get in. They admit that they are, you know, that they
inferior.
Are second class. Right, yeah. They're inferior. So, Terry, are you saying that you're admitting that the nitrous cars are a superior car than the boosted car?
No, I'm not. Everyone's equal. I think the tire is an equalizer. You know, I've talked to Johnny. I've talked to Lead the Weapon. You know, Johnny. He ain't got a problem racing us when we come out, when we're ready. And he's a nitrous car.
No, that's what I'm asking. I'm saying, can he challenge the nitrous belt, the boosted belt?
I say no. No. Unless we change the rules to where we can go down south and challenge the nitrous guys on 28th for their belt.
They are underclassmen. They are inferior. That's the right word, inferior.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
Yes, sir. Mm-hmm.
Yep. They're inferior to the boosted cars, Terry.
I don't think so. I don't agree with that.
You should have got that picture at least. I know it was shipped out tonight. It was shipped out today, Terry.
Yeah.
Well, I thought they at least
talked to your secretary.
Uh huh. Yeah. So she didn't send the picture.
No, I haven't gotten anything.
Okay. Well, I mean, she did send it out today, I know. And, but Kurt, at the road,
yep.
How was the meltdown? How was the meltdown? You had good weather?
Cold.
Everything was
cold.
Yeah.
Cold. Freezing. About 40 degrees, 40 mile an hour winds. It was freezing.
Hey, Terry.
Hey, I'm going to say one thing, though. Plumber Kevin's back.
Hey, Terry.
Go ahead.
He did what now?
When I got off at 7 o'clock today, it was 92.
Yeah, thanks.
Terry, you said, what did Plumber Kevin do?
Plumber Kevin's back. That's all I'm going to say.
Hey, listen. If you can get something, I'll pay for this personally. You know, because I first heard of Plumber Kevin when I first met Biz. If you, I put up $500 if you get Plumber Kevin to come to Alabama and put something on Biz's ass one more time. Let me see it one more time. You know, one more time. I kind of missed it because that was the Plumber Kevin was. Biz, I mean, I seen him block Biz. It was Plumber Kevin and one more car. Who has the other car, Biz?
Let me say this about Plumber Kevin. Every time Plumber Kevin beat me, I had a problem. So take that for whatever
it was. Hey, Plumber Kevin is a small block. He's driving again. Small block, one carburetor, one system.
Uh-oh. That sounds like somebody else I know.
I'm 28 to no bars.
Yeah,
that's
yeah,
not
yeah.
Like somebody else I know.
As long as he got a cast intake and a plate, tell him to get out. Yeah, I know how to shut that down. As long as he got a cast intake and a plate, tell him to get out.
Hey, Plumber Kevin got a small block?
Yes, sir.
Hey, Wayne, did you hear your best boy
said that Plumber Kevin had to have on polka dot socks and striped drawers. Did you hear that?
Hey, Jay, when I'm locking in a ghost car, I got to match parts. Hey, when I lock in a ghost car, we going to match parts. Now, if I see it and I like what I see, I'm going to give a damn what he got.
I'd like to see that, Ray. Is there anything that I can do to get to make that happen, Terry? Let me know. I like to get big on tape bagging up, you know, moonwalking. I like to get big on tape moonwalking. If he can't come to Georgia, but we can get him big. Do you have a problem if he meets your stiff? Do you have a problem running from the Kevin?
If he meet my steps, I don't give a damn what he. Yeah, as long as he meet my steps. But I know damn well he ain't got no plate. I'm the only fool that's gonna put a plate on.
Terry, I need you to look that up for me.
And if he got a plate, then we're gonna go to the transmission. That's what's next.
At some point, he's going to have to fall off.
He's going to have to fall off. He's going to fall off.
Wait, hold on. What y'all say now?
We're trying to get this tip together.
Yeah.
Biz is tipping Plumber Kevin with all, you know, he got a list of things. And he said every time he matched up two or three, he's going to come up with two more.
Yeah. So sooner or later, Wayne, they're going to have to fall off.
Bob, Bob, Weave.
Yes, sir.
But Terry, who took home the money?
Plumber Kevin took the 10-inch tire, and then the 8.5-inch tire was, I think his name was Mike Rome. Getting pretty green S10.
Terry, you know my car come out. I don't care what kind of bar they got. I don't care what size tire they run. They can. I don't care how many carburetors they got. You know, that's how I roll. So, you know, you can get ready to lock me in. You got and you got booking power. So. Now that's a grudge racer there. That's a grudge racer.
What's that 650 break on?
But I ain't got but one step. I don't care if you care if you carbon fiber. I don't care if you all chassis. I don't care what size tire. How many carburetors. I mean, I ain't got but one step. Now what grudge racer is better than me? I'm going for grudge racer of the year. I got
one step. What's that one step?
I got one step. Who else? I mean, I got one step.
Okay.
Yeah. I ain't got one step. Anybody? Anybody want to lock me in?
You got a foot break?
Huh?
What's your step?
6-0 breakout. I don't care what size tire, how many kits he can use. He can use all the kits he want. He can use how many carburetors he can get a hand on. He can have ladder bar. I mean, y'all, I don't care. Ain't got but one step.
Hey, I had a 650 class. The guys in the finals, which Biz knows one of them, was Lee. You know Lee with the orange Malibu? Biz? He broke out with a 649 and a 9, and the other guy won with a 650 with O's.
I'm glad I ain't running 650. that's a little hard to beat that. I feel like I got to get back to DJ's race. I'm taking odds on Aaron Whitecracker over SVO. Anybody want to take me on that? I'm taking odds. Whitecracker over SVO. I just want to put that out there, too. You know,
Nobody said nothing, so I guess I'm good.
What kind of arts you talking about?
I take 50 to 1.
50 to 1?
And I'm going to put up 100. I'm going to put up 100.
I know that's right.
Let's see who we got. Oh, I got Indiana folks. 219-2285. 219-2285. Your mic is open. Who are we speaking with?
Hi. What's happening, Jay?
What's going on? Is that you, Leon?
Hey.
Huh?
Huh? What's up, Jay?
What's going on? Huh?
Yeah, I'm picking that motherfucking beast up.
You picking that beast up? Boy, they shaking in their boots, Leon. They shaking in their damn boots.
I'm picking motherfucking beast up right now. We went to this bitch up on the trailer. He's going home.
I just now.
It won't be
now.
Wrong.
Leon, let me ask you a question. You and Al, you know, I always say, I don't know if that's offense. I hope I ain't offending nobody, but to me, you and Aaron, y'all look like brothers to me. Damn near look like twins to me now. I not meaning to offend neither one of y'all. But,
well, hell, that's what we look like, I guess we are. My daddy never tell me that one.
But let me ask you this. Are you afraid of gold diggers?
Me and Gold Digger getting back in that ring, Jay. What you talking about?
So you ain't scared of Gold Digger?
No, I ain't scared of Gold Digger. Shit, they got to whoop me, man. When you whoop me side by side, I'm going to go sit down and say I don't want no trouble. But as long as we ain't side by side, goddamn it, we got to get back in that ring.
Leon, when will you be ready to go dig? I'm taking some odds on that.
I can't say. I gotta go see my I'm going to see my engine build. I'm dropping the motor off when. But
okay,
he got all
the
parts. Jay, it ain't nothing gonna be that bullshit you seen last year. It gonna be like that. I promise you, it ain't going to be nothing like that. Man, Gold Digger going to do it. They know I want my rematch. We got to get that back.
Let me open up this mic. I got a 512. Where is 512?
Hey,
Jay,
where that damn Timo at? Because I'm disappointed in him. Him and Wayne. Yeah, everybody wants to see them grudge races. They said 15 grudge races. The name one of the motherfuckers get off.
No, several of them got off, but now that one Chemo, Wayne was just on set. Wayne said he was there ready to go. Let me see. Wayne,
he was there ready to go, Jay, but Wayne was hurt. He know it. They let the ball out. Once somebody, you know how you talk and you don't talk quietly, you talk too loud, and everybody here. They say Wayne was hurt too. He was glad because if he wasn't hurt, I'd have been on the motherfucker there. But he was hurt, so he was ready.
I heard him on the mic. I heard him on the mic call out. On the mic, I heard him call in Chemo to the line there.
Chemo, but they came up
there.
Hey, Jay, when Wayne made that last pass, it didn't look too good. Something didn't sound right. They parked that motherfucker after that. I'm a close to an engine builder, but ain't that? I know the motherfucker got kind of soft.
Okay. At any time during my pass, did I stop or pull over, or did I stand?
No, you didn't pull over, but hey, that last pass, goddamn it, wasn't right.
Did I stop before? Did I stop my race, my pass before the 8 mile?
No, you didn't, but goddamn it, I know down on the other end, something wasn't right. But hey Wayne, I got to give it to you. You did your job. I'm disappointed in Chemo because Chemo worked on the fucking time from the time he got to the time he left. I ain't like that.
That's all I'm saying.
I ain't like that. See, you different than me. He was gonna have to race. If I would have gave him that pass. That's why if I raced anybody, I'm putting a camel, man. He ain't gonna have me sitting around there all day.
But Leon, I'm gonna be honest with you, man. I almost don't want to lock in no more races no more, man.
Hey, I'm not locking none in. I'm not gonna. You're right. You're 100% right. This lock-in shit is getting ridiculous because motherfuckers ain't standing behind their word. And then you got to put a tag because y'all could have got that race off. But seven around all day.
I agree with you, Leon.
My buddy has to sit around all day, and my buddy really should have had his tie together before he came to the track. That's the way I look at it,
I agree with you. I agree with you.
So I really came to see that fucking race. I was with my old lady to leave early. Goddamn, she didn't want me to leave early. I said, shit, I'm going to see Chemo and Wayne race. And goddamn it, he done made two or three passes. And Chemo pulled in, unloaded, and I seen him leaving back out the track.
But I went and talked to Chemo. Chemo told me I got it on video. And he said in 2 hours he was going to Wayne's ad. That he was just waiting for the damn track. He wanted the track to get
well, he
right
told
so
a lie,
that Jay. Damn power down.
He told a lie, and I can't knock Wayne. Goddamn it, Chemo didn't show up and come to get that rank, and Wayne started having a little party about it.
He had a little party going on?
Yeah, he had a party about it. I'd have did it with him, too, if I didn't have to drive back home. I just stopped drinking too, waiting on Chemo, motherfucking ass.
Well, let me see who is. I got somebody out of 512-65-63. Your mic is open. Hold on. Now your mic is open.
Who
was speaking with?
You know, all of a sudden he say, you know, Pablo's dead. He reckoned that he knew that it was me. He knew that that guy that's on that case too. You know,
hey, who the mic you open up, man, talking like that, man?
Tommy Dog, Tommy Dog.
Jay, you don't get that's going to be a violation for you doing that, man.
Then we just wanted to talk. And he told me, Pablo.
He just talking. He ain't listening. He just talking to his ass off.
See, the man's wife got set him up.
Well,
you know, so he's going to call me tomorrow. Just try to take my credit and
hey, don't hang him up there. Tell us where the money is, Judge.
Is he a finance guy or is he a
sailor? He's a sailor. You think they'll cheaper? They want 44 for it, you know.
We're talking about two different things here.
What are you talking about?
I keep trying to ask you. You said you hate when she takes Trey over to your mom's house. I said, what's the
problem? Because that means I got to go get it. You know what I mean?
Man.
Hey, who is that? Leon.
Yeah.
Who is that?
I don't know who Jay just opened up and they talking.
That sounds like Tracy.
They never opened their line up.
It's a 512 area. It did sound like Tracy, didn't it? Even if it's all the damn business. Right
open, we can find out that man's business.
Are you a cussing there? I'm talking. They are. But now, man, we got two people listening. I'm going back now to the Bad Blood playoff. Wayne is your contact. We got the playoffs coming from Milan, Michigan. And we got the playoffs coming out of the Grove with Terry Clark. So if y'all gonna try to make the Bad Blood playoffs so that we can we do the finals at ZMAC, make sure you get in touch with them. You know, we're trying to get a lineup of how many people is gonna get in the playoffs. So make sure you contact Terry Clark. The Bad Blood playoffs will be held in at the Grove on the 31st, and also at Milan, Michigan. Contact Wayne. on the 31st. So if y'all gonna really try to come on over and be a part of the four wide and become the national, you know, the baddest grudge car in America, that's where we have the finals gonna be at ZMAX. That's what we got planned as we speak. And in the Midwest, we got two locations, the Grove and Miles. So let's try to get some. Let's try to make something happen there. Wayne, also the people that finished the top four cars at the this weekend, if they're gonna travel, we're gonna give them a gold pass to the invitation to the finals at ZMAX. But we only got a certain number of slots. I don't want to waste them if they're not going to make the trip. So, Wayne, if you can find out that those four guys going to make that trip, and I get them the tech card, and you can only get in this if you got the gold tech card.
Yeah, I just sent a message to Danny to find out. I don't know if he knew or not. So I just sent him. He's the one. He owns a hay tank.
Okay. And we got a certain amount of – the one thing about what we're going through right now with ZMAX, we got two things. They said they don't want grudge racers to make their track look bad. So they want a tight schedule. They want a tight schedule. And just to let y'all know, the cost of the thing is so expensive, they're helping us out by having a tight schedule. They want to make sure – that, you know, the track has got no downtime. So it's going to be ran like clockwork. You know, anybody that got any technical questions, Terry Clark is the technical director. If you want to know if your car fits the bill or not, any technical questions, contact Terry, and he'll have all the updates and anything as we get closer to that.
What am I in charge of?
I don't know. Anybody got a question? Call Terry. That's what I say. What is the title, Terry?
I have no idea.
If you have a question, call Terry.
Yeah.
You know. And we will put up the stipulations that the car has to meet. It's not too strict. We'll put up the stipulation that they say that we got to have certain safety things. And everything that's on there, there's nothing that's – and, again, guys in the Midwest, I don't think there's going to be no problem with the guys in the Midwest. The guys in the Southeast is going to be the ones that have most of the issues for us, just trying to make tech. But they gave us a bare bone list that we got to have. So, and it's not bad at all. So we get that posted up also. Terry, you got any announcements from your race this weekend? We didn't give you enough airtime.
No, it was just cold, windy. Everyone's just getting out from the Midwest. You know, the tracks just open, really. They only been open, a handful of times. Everyone's kind of just out testing, really.
I think that was the going consensus. But, everybody seems to be having a good time, though. I mean, that's the key. And the one thing that I was, you know, real happy to see, Latonya was at the show. I was glad to see him. Kimo, a lot of guys that I didn't think would be there were there. I'm glad that they were, and they seemed like they had a good time. And I know I had some good conversations, so that seemed like it's time to get better in the Midwest. Are we healing? Is this healing time in the Midwest? Nobody,
everybody,
nobody gonna speak on that.
Yeah, it's healing time.
You know, I have 8 degrees Thursday and Friday.
80 degrees.
Yep.
Yeah, you know, hey, I tell you, me and Terry wish we could have got about 20 of those degrees.
Yeah, well, B is at 10 more. Just because he had 70-some degrees when he got off, we're going to have some Thursday and Friday.
Yeah, B is fell off. I know he can't get back on. I
oh, okay.
Kid, it wasn't 70. It was 90 at 7 o'clock.
Oh, it was?
Woo.
Yeah, oh, he can have that wheel.
Yeah, I mean we could definitely feel it. You know. Yeah. Let's see here. I'm trying to contact me.
See, let me see where I can get. I got somebody that's trying to get on with me. Y'all bear with me 1 second. Terry, I got to get somebody trying to get on right quick. Do
okay.
A tap dance show or something, Terry.
Big Will.
Yo, bro.
Who's on there? Leon?
Yeah, Leon
fell off.
Kid.
You got? Yeah.
Well, I know one thing. The weather was sort of iffy down there and things like that, but they had more than enough time to race. That's what I ain't like. They wake up 10, 11 o'clock, and then somebody talking about racing.
You know that always happens.
Right.
That's why you got to put tips on time. But, yeah, I mean, you got to realize, too, you know, it's everyone's first time out, really. You know, no one's, I don't know. That one's really
yeah,
great.
But come on, man. Come on.
No,
it's a lot of time out.
Terry, I'm not going to let that be no crutch, man.
Yeah.
That's what they be waiting on.
That's right. Hey, I know I talked to Joey, Boost 12. He was there with A.O. Steve's car, and they said they walked around everywhere trying to get a race, and they couldn't get one. And I know A.O. Steve just got some streetcar, you know what I mean?
That orange car, right?
Yeah, he's got like an orange Camaro. He said Joey said he was, you know, Joey actually told me he's glad it rained because he was going to take some stupid race where he knew he didn't have a chance, but he just wanted to race.
Yeah, a couple of people was doing that, you know, just won the race, so they were going to do anything because it was sad. All that time, all that singles going down the track and stuff, man. Like I said, it was threatening the rain and stuff, but it was guys that should have been getting it in. They wasn't doing nothing.
Yeah.
Hey, Will. That's what they call that wiggle room, man.
The rain wiggle room.
Mm-hmm.
Wow.
Breaking news.
Go ahead.
I just heard, I got a report on the dumbest motherfucker in grudge racing, Jay. And he was at your goddamn show in Milan this weekend. Let me tell you
what. So we know what.
Dumb. Let me tell you what. Go ahead. Say what?
So we know what the dumbest man in drag racing was. we pinpointed
him. The motherfucker was in Michigan this weekend in Milan. This dumb monkey man motherfucker, Neanderthal some bitch of the year, got to the goddamn racetrack and paid goddamn DP to a motherfucking man with a blown up motor. What kind of dumb shit is that, J-Bone? Now, I ain't been there. Motherfucker called me and told me that crazy shit.
Well,
how the fuck is your car running and you pay DP to a motherfucker with a blown up car?
Well, I mean, I can't answer that. I do know, I can tell you this. I don't know who you're referring to, but if it's who I think you're referring to, one man.
Yep, it's him. The fake-ass racer of the year.
One man was at the starting line all day, and one man was at the return road all day. I can't, you know, I don't know.
The motherfucker blow this damn car, had rods hanging out his goddamn motor, and won a goddamn BP. That was, boy, you're this motherfucker had to be a goddamn, this motherfucker had two teachers in his classroom, and he wore a helmet on the bus to go to school.
Who are we talking
what
about?
About the window? What about the window?
Huh?
How did
okay,
they
he, the window? He definitely licked his name on the window. He, mama, he couldn't spell all the letters. All he did was lick the K and the O.
Hey, man, but this was
huh?
the thing, folks, I got to give, you know, I gave, if you refer to, now, if you are referring to Chemo, I gave Chemo his props because Chemo not only locked in, he also showed up. And, you know, I mean, with it being early in the year down there, his car might may have not been
Jay,
ready.
Jay,
but the
Jay,
man tried the damn engage, man.
Jay, I take the opposite. I take a person not locking up and racing before showing up and locking in. That ain't nothing. You want somebody to race. That's what's important.
But listen, how the fuck do you get to the goddamn track, wait around, stall around all day long, then pay a goddamn man that motherfucker got rides on the goddamn floor. He had about 13 quarts of oil underneath his car, and the motherfucker got he won a damn DP. And you mean to tell me, even if he had come over there and seen that bitch had no attention to racing, because he would have came up to the man's trailer, tried to fuck with him, and then found out he won his DP and then tried to engage with somebody else. That bitch ain't had no intention of racing no goddamn body, a fake ass bitch.
Say that shit again.
But listen, if anybody went to school on the big bus, they heard me. Motherfucker, for you motherfuckers that went to school on the little bus with the helmet, I said this motherfucker didn't want to race. The dumb bitch paid the DP to a motherfucker with rods hanging on the goddamn ground.
He may have been scared that car with the rods on the ground could still go down that damn track. So I don't see some people run with damn less than eight cylinders before.
This motherfucker had rods on a goddamn ground. This bitch, he had no oil pressure, J-Bar. No oil pressure.
but he was ready. The question is, who is this man that you saying, Pro Stop, that did all this?
This motherfucker went to school on the little bus for real. This motherfucker, they had to go to cafeteria. They had to wear a goddamn collar, a goddamn chain around their goddamn neck when in the cafeteria in a goddamn line. These bitches had to eat in their damn classroom. These motherfuckers had to wear seatbelts and double chin straps. That motherfucking Chemo, that's the motherfucker. Goddamn,
oh,
paid somebody
man.
With
no,
a goddamn
man.
Blowed up motor.
I got video, man. Chemo, I went out there where Chemo was, man. Chemo promised me that he was going to Wayne ass in 2 hours. And, you know what I mean?
Hey, Jay.
That was
11
o'clock,
Did the motherfucker race?
Yo,
nah,
did he
man,
race?
But, you know,
not my ass. Did he race?
No, he did not race. But
Did Wayne have a blowed up motor?
Well, I asked Chemo,
everybody
Did Wayne have a blowed up motor?
Can you hear
what?
Me? Yeah. Hell no, my motor wouldn't blow up. I had 7 good rides left. Fuck you.
No. There you go.
You know,
my evidence. This motherfucker.
Wayne can do more with 7 rides than a lot of guys can do with 8. So he was good.
What did I say about this goddamn monkey man bitch?
Hey, look, y'all. I'm gonna come clean with y'all. Everybody's mama knows, goddamn it. I oiled down the big end of that motherfucking track, but I said to myself, I am locked in with Chemo, so I still got me a fighting chance. And God damn it, look what happened.
God damn. That's some bullshit.
Hey.
So that's hey, how much. That's how much. Hey, listen, hey, Wayne. Now, a joker called me today, was telling me about how many times you know outsmarted this monkey motherfucker. Hey, tell me about the time when tell me about the time when you waited for the damn track closed. You waited for the goddamn track closed. You got his money that time. It comes about the time how this motherfucker Street King went up in smoke, did some crazy shit, and he went down, but then he got off his gas at the goddamn eighth, and motherfucking Street King rolled past him before he got to the quarter, and y'all still got paid. This motherfucker is straight, it's not bright, man. This motherfucker, but only thing separating from him from midnight is 11:59. This bitch is dark as hell. This motherfucker is not bright at all.
he know how to ride a bicycle.
Huh? He know how to do what?
He know how to ride a bicycle.
So do Bubbles. So do Bubbles. You know Michael Jackson monkey? Bubbles know how to ride a bicycle too, shit.
And I
damn,
think y'all,
if you put me in the private room, Jay, if you put me in the private room, I'll tell you something else.
Well,
push your button.
Y'all,
push your button. Put me in the. Push your button. Put me in the private room.
Beep.
Okay. Now, I'm
going
to tell you something. Not only do he know how to ride, Bubbles know how to ride a bicycle like Chemo, them motherfuckers favor. But don't tell nobody I said that.
Let me put you down there,
hey,
man.
Hey, since we telling the truth, man, I ain't going to lie to you, motherfucker. I blew that bitch up before Chemo even got to the goddamn track. And you know what
exactly.
I did? You know what I did, Joe?
What the?
I went back there and locked his ass in.
You take the shit out of his ass. That motherfucker running around the goddamn track. That person now, he got a goddamn turbo car. And three other guys that came with him got a goddamn turbo car. Now, he needed a goddamn clutch and play seat for his car. But he running around talking about, did anybody got this part? Did anybody got this part? And he got three motherfuckers that came with him, got the same goddamn car, the same goddamn car. What kind of dumb shit is that? That's like you got chairs in the kitchen, but looking in the goddamn living room for a chair. What the fuck? Well, Jay, if y'all gave out trophies this weekend, I hope y'all gave out the dumbass award.
Roadside Chemo gonna fuck you up.
Hey, listen, he ain't got to fuck me up. Shit, he's fucked himself up by giving that goddamn DP. Dumb bitch. Hey, Wayne, how much money do you keep Chemo out of? Y'all, you figure, over the years, about 30,000, 40,000? I mean, that shit must be cheap. Yeah, dumb motherfucker. He wins, because he still lose.
Let's just say I ain't never had to pay him.
This motherfucker paying when he wins. He pay when he lose, and he pay when he wins. What kind of dumb shit is that? This got to be the dumbest motherfucker in captivity. And I do mean captivity, because that bitch came from the zoo.
All right, that's enough for Chemo. All
right, man, I'm just saying. I love Chemo. He's like my brother that I never had and don't want. But I'm just saying. How else was the race, man? How else was the race up there, Wayne? Tell me about the action up there, man.
I ain't got no race report.
Why not?
One was scared and the other one was glad of it. That's why.
Oh, Lord. Like that, huh?
Yeah.
Well, we had a little action in Thunder Valley. We had a little action in Thunder Valley. Oh, Black Betty, small block. Camaro was down there. Bad Storm, Black Ox, Tony Bynes, and the Underdog, the Gangsta Lean, they was all down there. Had a little 28-29 in the shootout. And goddamn Black Betty, a little small block. fucked Tony Boss Myers up, not damn Regal. Put him out the first round. But he had traction problems, so he had to get up and get off the gas. And by that time, the other guy had went around him. The car made the trip, man. Consistency is a motherfucker in racing now. If you got a consistent car that make the trip, shit, you're doing pretty good.
I believe one of these numbers, Kimo. I'm gonna check here and see.
I got to get off now, Jay. I got to go.
Wait, Kimo. I got a
7080313. Whose mic is this, Lee? Well, I'm not a gorilla. I ain't ugly. You ain't got to go nowhere.
Okay.
What's up, Will?
Hey, Kimo, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, it sounds like you should have came with me and watched some class racing instead of driving all that way going out there and watching nothing.
You ain't kidding.
Go stop. Being the objective reporter that I am, I would be remiss if I didn't get Kimo on the phone.
Don't do it, Ty, man. Don't do it. You're a dirty bitch. You the one told me all that shit about Kimo. You the one told me all that shit, you bitch, you.
Hey, Pro Star, if you don't have a car or nothing, you ain't got nothing to say to me, okay?
I got something to say to you. You say you're a dumb motherfucker. How you going to pay a DP to a man with a blowed-up motor?
Hey, Pro Star.
I mean, you can get mad at me if you want to, man, but that still ain't going to change the fact.
Pro Star, I'm done talking to you. Now
you should be done. You should be done racing, so Wayne take all your goddamn money. Every time Wayne needs to pay a bill, he comes to your dumb ass.
Pro Star, listen here, nigga.
Okay. He don't want to talk no more. He want me to shut up. You know what? I'm not going to let you go. You call me all the jiggers you want to, and still make you get your ass whooped, Nolan. Now, call me a jigger. Does that make you get your ass whooped, Nolan? How the hell is you dumb enough to pay a man that had a blowed up motor? Let me answer that. That's all I want to know. Just tell me that and I'm going to say nothing else. How did you pay a man with a blowed up motor? I'm
going
to know.
Pro Star, that's the problem with you. You lie.
But just please explain to me. This is a grudge race show. We talk about grudge races and what happened at the track. Please tell me how you paid a man with a goddamn blowed up motor. He had rods and rings. That motherfucker had two missiles on the goddamn ground. How you paid this motherfucker?
Pro Star.
Huh?
Pro Star, I'm done talking to you, man. I'm done talking to you.
All right, doctor. I ain't gonna say nothing, though.
I'm gonna see how, Pro Star, I promise you. I'm gonna see how tough he is when you see me.
All right, can I get another one?
Okay, Kimo. I love you too, baby.
Yeah, I'm gonna love you too. I'm gonna see how tough you and Wayne is when I see y'all.
Hey, Wayne.
I'm playing with you, motherfucker.
Wayne, you see what you done did? You done made him angry.
Hey, Nate, you better get you a security guard, man. Goddamn gorilla gonna be loose on the street.
Goddamn.
I'm gonna see how tough he is, Pro Stop. You wanna crack jokes? I'm gonna crack jokes on your ass.
Hey, listen, Kimo. Man. That wasn't me, man. It wasn't me.
Kimo.
Jay Barnes did that
Kimo.
Shit. Jay Barnes
Kimo.
Did that shit.
What's happening? Man, me and you talk stuff all the time, goddamn, but we don't go there. Why you don't go there, Kimo? Don't let that happen like that.
Hey, man, I ain't letting nothing happen. You tell the motherfucker to shut the fuck up. If you don't have nothing nice, you don't want nobody calling you shit, don't say nothing to me.
Right. Well, we don't have to take it nowhere else, man. We just can talk trash. We just talking racing, man. That's all. I'm taking the part of Big Larry now. We fellas different, man. Come on.
Okay. Well, I'm done talking to y'all. I'll see y'all at the races.
Hey, Kimo. Dang, I made my man mad. Come on.
Tight man, you ain't shit.
I know that Pro Stock Joe better not go to the racetrack with Kimo around.
I know. I can't go to the goddamn racetrack. Motherfucker's going to fuck me up.
I don't know. I draw these motherfuckers, boy.
I'm glad I ain't go to the racetrack that weekend.
Tight man, you bet your ass was that. You the one told me all this goddamn shit, you dirty bitch. You nigga gonna turn around and tell on me.
You better have been to no racetrack.
Tight man, you a dirty bitch. You was in goddamn Michigan.
You better have a helmet on and some shoulder pads so it won't hurt.
I was not gonna tell you, bro, Sagia. Now you know what chemo know.
God damn, I know. That's some bullshit, Titan. Now I know what your ass. I ain't going to never repeat shit up you say. Get my ass in trouble. You going to throw me out of the front. Talking about getting pro shot dinner. And then when the motherfucker jump on me and want to whoop my ass, you know I can't. I only got the strength of a man. I ain't got the strength of no goddamn Neanderthal. So you trying to get me fucked up.
I'm figuring that, my guy. Y'all going to get fucked up. You going to get fucked up, pro shot.
Tight man, you ain't shit. You better help me too, damn. If you whip my ass, you better help me.
It sounds like Fight Man trying to keep it right.
Yeah, I will. I'm gonna help him. When he knocks me out, I'm gonna be the first motherfucker in your pocket.
You gonna help yourself to my money, huh?
Right.
Tight man, you ain't shit. You ain't shit, and your ex girlfriend ain't shit.
Now you told her, hold on, I don't have no ex-girlfriend. She's present.
You stupid. Hey, J-Bond, you see that bullshit? Hey, J-Bond. J-Bond.
Let me go. My dog calling me. Let me holler at Timo. I ain't got time to play with you.
Do your thing. Hey, J-Bond. J-Bond. Hey, Wayne. Well, goddamn, am I still on the show? Or did I hang up?
Hey,
what up?
Oh, okay. Well, I'm about to hang up, shit. I'm scared. I really don't want to hang up this shit. But listen, hey, I'm going to sue this goddamn show for lack of security. Motherfuckers get on here, call you bad words, and threaten to whoop your ass. I'm suing this goddamn show. What's your bank account number?
Hey, man, when you ain't racist, all you got to do is fight, man. You got to fight if you ain't racist.
I can't fight. I'm a lover, not a fighter.
Fight or flight.
Then you're falling for the okey-doke, see? Because now you just took the focus on what he ain't doing. He ain't racist, man.
I don't listen. He ain't taking no focus on me. I kept the pressure on his motherfucking ass. He started acting all stupid, so I let him quit. But I tore his ass up. He know he got a brand new asshole today. It's about 3
inches.
That's all
right, so after you whoop your ass, you be talking again.
Yeah, when he be beating my ass, I be shutting up. But when he finished, I be talking again. Oh, shit.
I like
J-Bond.
That.
I don't know why y'all motherfuckers get up there and goddamn. Get all violent and shit when motherfuckers talk about what you did at the racetrack. I don't understand that shit.
It's getting too personal.
That's because it was a little more than
that. No, that's the motherfucking sore losers. That's motherfuckers. You can't take a goddamn joke. You don't belong in graduate. This shit ain't nothing but motherfucking bullshit. That's all smack talk all goddamn day long. If you can't take it, you don't belong in graduation. So stop the bullshit.
Yeah, I know that was a little under the belt.
No, I wasn't no under the belt shit. Motherfucker paid the
money. It was, pro stock.
Blowed up goddamn motor. Hey, got some shit to talk about.
Little Rob, where did you go?
I went out to the road and lost my damn exhaust pipe on the way there. You know, I was headed to the track and I was halfway there. I didn't even see the dip in the ground. Hit the dip. I heard my car get loud. I was like, damn. Sound like my exhaust came off. Looked out the rear view of a slide across the expressway.
You go back and get it?
Yes, I did. Them things are expensive.
No, that's right.
Yeah, I went and picked that bad boy. I was hoping the truck didn't run it over. I was like, please, let it go, let it go, let it go. It kept sliding and went all the way to the, you know, to the side. Man, I was like, ooh. Bagged my car, picked it up. I just got it put on this morning.
No, that's right.
Man, I was nervous, man, because I had just got those mufflers and everything. The guy from the muffler place, so you got to be careful, because you know it's kind of low. I said, shoot, if I'd have seen it, I'd have went around the dip. I didn't see it. It looked like it was part of the road until my car went down. I got no room for error. I can't even go over the speed bumps in Chicago, Will.
Right, right.
I had to bag all the way up.
How was the race?
Boring. It was just like out there, except for I have a 3-hour drive.
And actually, we saw some nice cars, though, to be honest with you. We saw some nice cars. We really didn't see the grudge we wanted to see. But we saw some nice cars. Like I say, Ground and Pound and them was there. You know, they always showing up to show out. Gold Digger was there. Like I said, he made single passes, but he looked pretty good to me.
Yeah.
They had that Cadillac station wagon out there that made some nice little passes.
Is that the blue Cadillac with the
supercharger? Yeah. I don't know what's in it, but, buddy, that thing left so hard. Ooh-wee.
I know how fast they go around. So I ain't going to fool nobody's stuff, but I know how fast they go around.
Well, it ain't nobody's personal business. If you know
anybody,
I'll keep
it.
All
those fellas, I know all about it. Because I got it.
I know you know. You do a lot of research.
Yes, sir.
But
some bad folks.
Huh?
That's a good hustle.
Yeah. They say that mine started about 80,000.
For that much money, I'd take me a motor, stick it in a raggedy-looking car. That'd be my hustle. Because, I ain't spent $80,000 on no car. It ain't worth it. If it's not a collectible item where I can make more money in the end, I don't want it. That's about what those Copos cost, $86,000.
Right.
Off the showroom floor, yeah. Run 9, 70s. You change the transmission, you can get them to run 940s.
Yeah, they had the hate tank there, that old road runner. He was looking good.
Yeah, I seen that on the video.
Yeah, Jimbo and them. Somebody else was there, a guy with a black Mustang with some kind of something sticking out his hood, a supercharger, turbo, whatever it was. That thing was running good, too.
Was that guy Wicked Quick? Isn't his car black or something?
I'm really not sure. I'm really not
he
sure.
Got,
they
like,
were throwing names around. Yeah. Well, that convertible Mustang, he was making nice moves.
The red one?
Was
the red one?
No, it was a white one with a white convertible top. He was looking
good.
Oh,
with the turbo one.
I think the Gold Digger was turned down a little bit. You know, he was just trying to get down the track, and that's what he was doing until somebody called his car. Then he was going to turn it loose on him, I think. It looked like he had some power. You had to get on a step ladder to get to the top of the carburetors. It was stuff everywhere in that car.
Yeah, man, I want to see them cars, man. I'm trying to figure out when. Well, I know Sam got another race, got the next race coming on. You know, I want to go to the next big race that's going to have all those cars there and see some racing.
Yeah, there's no doubt. I think it's going to be, if it turned out to be a nice day on Sham's race, it's going to be some action going on. Because there's a few people locking in. Everybody I talk to trying to get ready for his race. So it's going to be a nice turnout.
My car will be out the shop in 2 weeks. I told dude, I said, I got to have my car by the 16th.
He said, and what did he say?
He said it should be ready by the 16th. He said he works on it 2 hours a day. I said, I got to have it because I'm going to Margaret, Michigan for that Super Chevy show.
Right, right, right.
And I'm taking my car out there. And then, but
when
you know
is
what?
That?
That's May 30th, which is a Friday through Sunday. You know, Wendell going out there, Big Tony, he going out there. So I'm trying to get
okay,
my wife out
okay.
to the hotel. Because
okay.
you know, they haven't been up this way for about 7-8 years.
Super Chevy.
Yep.
Really? I didn't realize that. I thought they were still coming
to
fix
2004, 2005.
Wow.
Yep. Something was going on with the NHRA track. So they Martin's got the first.
Okay.
I got boys coming. To the Big Sham show.
Yeah, yeah, you got some of your partners coming down, huh?
Oh, yeah, I just added a couple more.
Really?
Yes, sir. I just called them. I told them about a week because I asked them, did they have anything going on for the 7th? They said, nope. I told them, don't bring no drag rails, bring you some slicks, and I'm going to let you know a week before time, let you guys know. They're going to be willing to run anybody out there, no matter what they got. I might have somebody for one. Yes, sir. And these guys, when I talked to them, it was for that reason, too. I'm pretty sure whoever, if they don't know him, they're going to find out how that boy is, that boy flying on the motor. Young Spain is flying. Anytime you can raise nitrous cars, man, you got to be moving.
Well, yeah, that'll be impressive.
Yeah, I hope he gets some races. If you don't, if my guys come, I'm gonna get them some races. And they got unlimited funds.
Well,
yes, sir. I just told them, don't bring that big old rig. You ain't going to get no rig. You bring that big old rig. Don't bring that NASCAR
rig.
I told them that. I said, don't bring it. They can put 4 cars, 2 at the top, 2 at the bottom. I said, come on some open trailers or some enclosed, but don't bring that rig. They some good guys, too, man. Help you out, whatever. Whatever you need, they help you out. But it should be fun, man. I can't wait to the race. Hey, tell me something, Will. I hope y'all like Joe is listening. Why don't you call the Cadillac, man, you're driving a Lincoln?
He said he ride with what he want to ride. They asked him that already.
Yeah,
see, it's
I
funny.
Meet him at the car wash, man. I said I had took my car to get washed. He said, what you want to do with that? I was like, not nothing on the street. He said, yeah, I got me a little street car. He told me what it was. Oh, man. Well, it was easy. Then I'm looking at it. He's in this link, and I'm like, dude, that's like a Chevy guy driving a Ford. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
It threw me for a loop. A Cadillac man driving a Lincoln. He must have got a Cadillac motor.
Let's hope so.
Hey, but Will, you got to watch those Cadillacs with the superchargers. Man, they both. If somebody going to play with the tune of that car, it flies.
Yeah. So what you say them station wagons weren't run?
Hey, can you get a video pack? I will.
What you say?
Can you get a video tech?
Yeah.
So I'm going to send you a text of a video of a Cadillac. And it's going to show its time. And from this day forward, you're going to be like, now you know what day
was.
In fact, I'm about to send it to you right now.
My mother's van. And my boy took me out there.
You going to trip with me.
You will find it there, man. Some things you call like in the first part of the year. Man, I don't care what you need, you can find it.
It'll be fresh shit out there.
I love it, man. I love it. I went here today, man. I just came from a wedding, and I was like, God, you kidding me, man. I mean, God, it's a lot, bro.
Okay.
Tell me when you get it, Will. I'm about to send it to you now.
Most time while I'm talking on the phone, I can't get too many. There you go. Just came through. I'm talking too much.
When you see it, just let me know what you think. I swear it's going to change your thought about stock cars.
Well, it came through, but I can't view it while I'm on the phone, it said.
Okay. When you get a chance, let me know what you think about it. Oh, I'm going to send you another video of one of these guys that be talking crap. And I wasn't full board, and somebody got it on video, so I'm going to send you another one so you can check it out.
All right.
If you see this star, you're going to know who he is.
Because you know you care. Huh? Hell no. I was making you a threat.
Well, that one came through too.
All right. And I wasn't even on the gas all the way. That was a detune what I did to him.
Okay, is he out the phone or some shit?
Yeah.
Doing what?
Well, let me get off this phone. I'll talk to you later.
All right, I'll holler. Kids, you still there? Yeah.